Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang rasismo ang isa sa mga pinagtutuunang pansin sa mga talakayan sa taunang pagpupulong ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia o FECA na nagaganap sa Darwin. Narito ang ulat. Ang artista at may alagad ng sining na si Genevieve Chang ay dumating sa Sydney mula Taiwan noong dekada 80 bilang isang 4 na taong gulang. Pagkatapos ng 3 dekada, nagsulat siya ng isang libro hinggil sa kanyang pamilya, rasismo at paglaki na pinamagatang The Good Girl of Chinatown. Sa kanyang talumpati sa taunang pagpupulong ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia o FECA sa Darwin, nag-focus siya sa pait ng rasismo.
The community needs to be very responsible about the way we combat racism because it's got knock-on effects throughout the generations and to other communities as well. Race is an idea, not a fact. And so the way that it manifests is very particular to the kind of fear that drives people to give that attitude to others. I talk about certainly the racism that I experienced as an Asian person growing up in 1980s Australia, the way that racism was internalized in my family.
Ang internalisasyon na yon ay lumabas sa maraming forma. Ang asawa ni Chang ay nagmula Africa at sinabi niya na namulat siya ng kanyang mga magulang ay may pakiwaling rasismo sa kanyang asawa.
We have always had a very difficult relationship. First, it didn't bother me so much because they had never approved of any man that I dated. Like, you know, my parents actually have prejudice as quite a core of their conditioning, which I think is very sad. But when I chose to marry this person and when the prejudice didn't let on and became even more entrenched, that became very difficult.
Sinabi ni Chang, nakaranas siya ng kakaibang uri ng rasismo noong tumungo siya sa China. Tumira siya roon ng ilang taon at nagtrabaho sa Shanghai.
There's also the racism that I experienced as a Chinese-looking person in China at a time when China just wanted to embrace everything Western, and I was actually rejected for looking Chinese in China. That is a particular racism that I found very interesting as well, because I went back to China feeling that I was going to be accepted finally because I was going to be part of a dominant culture, only to have that play at a disadvantage.
Sinabi ng Pilipino-Australianong tagapangulo ng Multicultural Youth Northern Territory, Krishna Kapake, sa pagpupulong, ang diskriminasyon ay hindi lamang sa lahi. Sinabi niya, mahalaga na alalahanin na ang diskriminasyon ay nagaganap hindi lamang sa ilang komunidad etniko.
I don't want to just talk about race. I want to tackle discrimination from all kinds of grounds. So may that be race including and sexuality, gender, if your disability and all that stuff. I think Australia has, like, we have advanced, but FECA delves on the issues that are still happening because they're still relevant, because issues keep coming up, it never ends, and FECA is representing people whose voices aren't being heard.
Sinabi niya ang mga pagbabago sa lipunan sa hinaharap ay magsisimula sa mga kabataan ngayong panahon.
I think the step forward is for young people. It starts with young people because young people are facing different issues that other generations have faced. And it's up to them to step up and make sure that their views are represented because in the future, they will be the ones living and making decisions.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.